In our gospel reading today from Mark, Jesus tells his followers, his disciples, not to tell anyone that he has just raised a girl from the dead. Don't tell anyone, Jesus says. And here we are telling everyone here what Jesus has done, that Jesus brings life even in death. Why this command to secrecy? After all, Jesus tells his disciples before he goes into heaven to tell everyone, to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to learn all that Jesus has done, including this raising this young girl. So why then in our gospel reading does Jesus say not to tell anyone?
在我们今天读的福音马可福音里面，耶稣告诉他的追随者，不要告诉任何人，但是在这里，我们告诉大家知道耶稣所做的一切的事情，包括他将这个女孩从死里复活的事情，而且耶稣即使在死亡中，也都带来生命。那为什么这个命令是要保密呢？ 耶稣命令的门徒在这里要保密呢？耶稣告诉我们要去使到万民成为门徒，施洗并且教导耶稣所讲的所做的一切。那我们今天福音里面，为什么耶稣说不可以告诉别人知道呢？
So as we approach our reading, it's good to keep in mind that in Jesus' day, of course, there were no hospitals, there's no clinics, there's no funeral homes. We got a lot of them here. Many suffering and homeless and hopeless people had nowhere else to turn. There really was nothing. So they sought out Jesus. Today we have hospitals, social care, nurses, doctors. Even so, right, with all of our healing and treatments, many people still seek meaning and hope. I've especially found that true in hospitals. Jesus gives hope and meaning, and Jesus wants us to have faith over fear.
在耶稣时代，冇医院、冇殡仪馆，所有好多受苦受难、住冇嘅人都冇地方可以去。佢哋寻求耶稣，因为呢个系佢哋唯一嘅希望。今日我哋有医院、有护士、有医生，即使系咁透过我哋所有嘅医治、所有嘅医疗，好多人仍然都仍然喺度寻找希望同埋意义。耶稣俾人希望同埋意义，耶稣希望我哋有信心。
In our gospel reading, we see two hopeless cases. There's a hopeless case first of a hemorrhaging woman. The second is a hopeless case of a dead girl. In Jesus' day and culture, both conditions, hemorrhaging or being dead, made both of these women unclean or literally untouchable in society. Remember, there's no hospitals or clinics like we have today in Jesus' day. Both of these conditions are untouchable. Both are literally hopeless. We might think of our gospel reading today then as the gospel of lost causes.
在读福音的时候，我哋睇到两个绝望嘅例子。第一个系一个有患有血漏嘅女人，第二个系一个死去嘅女人。喺耶稣时代同埋文化里边，血漏同埋死亡呢两种情况咧。 都令到呢两个女人、呢两个女士系变得不洁净，或者实际上咧系不可以触摸嘅。请记住喺耶稣时代，冇好似我哋今日咁样有医院或者诊所，呢两种情况都系完全冇希望嘅，系完全失望、完全失败嘅。我哋可能认为今日所读嘅福音系关于失望、失败、无可挽回或者改变嘅呢一个福音。
We first encountered this gospel of lost causes with a young woman at the point of death. Her father, Jairus, who's an administrator at the congregation, seeks out Jesus in desperation. His little daughter is sick to the point of death. And what parent or human being doesn't find this moving, doesn't feel the pull here of empathy, a plea for mercy for one's own child? Jairus's daughter is just about a lost cause. Her father has nowhere else to turn, but only to Jesus.
第一个例子是一个面临死亡的一个女子，年轻女子。她的父亲在教会侍奉的一位，她在绝望里面寻找耶稣，跟耶稣说我的小女儿快要死了，希望耶稣可以帮助她。在这件事上，有哪个父母或者哪人类 是不会被这样为自己的孩子求慈悲怜悯而感动的呢？艾老的女儿已经是无法挽回，根本是救不回，她的父亲除了求助于耶稣之外根本是无可选择。
So our gospel today, the gospel of lost causes, we have these two lost causes. While Jesus is on his way to heal the lost cause of the dying daughter, another lost cause shows up. She suffered much. The details are there. Been to the doctor 12 years, spent all that she had on medical bills, just got worse. She reaches out to Jesus. She touches Jesus' garment and immediately she's made well.
我们今天的福音是对绝望或者无法挽回或者改变的处境的一个好消息。当耶稣正在前往垂死的这个女儿的途中想去救她的时候，另一个似乎是无法改变是完全失望的情况出现了。这个女人她受了这个妇人受了很多苦，看医生已经看了12年是完全没得缓解，她已经花光她所有一切的积蓄，但是他的情况只是变得更加坏。他向耶稣伸出援手，在耶稣时代他的情况令到他成为一个是不可捉摸的。但是他捉摸了耶稣，他捉摸了耶稣的衣服，立即他就痊愈了。
That should be the end of the story, right? You are healed, it's like leaving the hospital. Wow, we made it. Go back home, restore life again. But Jesus wants more than physical healing. And the story doesn't stop there. He wants faith. He wants trust. He wants dependency. And Jesus turns around, doesn't just heal, turns around and looks for the person who touched his garment. He turns around and asks, well, who reached out? Who tried to find me? Who touched me? His disciples look around and say, Jesus, so many people, you'll never tell who it is. Just give up, Jesus. There's too many people out there.
咁而家通常呢，我哋会以为係个古仔呢已经结束咗。因为绝望呢已经改善咗啦。佢亦都完全嘅好返。佢可以重新呢个妇人，可以重新有新嘅生活。但耶稣想要嘅唔单止係我哋身体上面嘅医治。佢想要我哋有信心，佢想要信任。耶稣转个身嚟问，边个掂咗我嘅衣服？佢嘅门徒话：佢哋四围睇，咁多人根本系睇唔出，亦都分唔清楚系边一个。佢哋同耶稣讲系冇办法揾到边一位。
It's nice to see that Jesus would have been quite comfortable on a crowded subway. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, seek and save all one by one. Jesus looks around. He takes time here, one by one.He wants to find the woman who's healed. If you think about it, right, Jesus knows this. He knows all things, but he wants her to know that he knows. Jesus finds her and she realizes it and she comes forward, kneels down and tells Jesus the whole truth. She confesses. And Jesus says to her daughter, for now Jesus calls her a daughter of faith, a daughter of God. A daughter dependent on her heavenly father. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace, be healed.
耶稣来寻找并且拯救所有失丧的人。他寻找并且拯救一一的呼唤我们所有人的名。耶稣一一的环顾四周。这个已经痊愈迷失，但现在在耶稣找到的女人上面，他这个女人他走上前来。其实耶稣是什么都知道，他已经知道这个妇女是哪一个，但他想这个妇女自己上来跟他讲。而这个妇女来到耶稣面前，他跪低告诉耶稣听所有的真相。耶稣对他说，女儿，现在耶稣称他为女儿，信仰的女儿，上帝的女儿，依靠上帝，你的信仰使你痊愈了，平平安安的走吧，你得到医治。
So over the years, I've often been asked to go and visit those who are suffering or in need, especially in a hospital or clinic. If I'm able, I always try and go or find someone to go. And while there, I often share God's word or hope in Jesus. Kind of like Jesus, I find them by walking through crowded halls, looking name by name for the right room. We pray for healing and strength, just like in our gospel reading today.
感恩为牧师这么多年。牧师都曾经是要求去探望 嗰啲喺医院里面生病或者受苦嘅人。如果可以话嘅话呢，牧师都尽量会去嘅。喺嗰度佢通常会分享耶稣喺上帝喺耶稣里面带嚟嘅希望嘅话语。牧师话佢去到医院，就好似头先讲到耶稣喺福音里面呢个事件咁样。佢喺医院四围望四围揾，去揾喺呢个病人，揾到佢哋间病房，为佢哋祈求医治、力量、信心同埋平安，就好似我哋今日读嘅福音一样。
Some people, right, they get well. They return to their normal lives. Perhaps they don't really show up to church. Maybe they weren't in the habit much anyway. Perhaps it's easy to forget about this healing or Jesus or this prayer altogether. Others keep coming, seeking Jesus for thanks and help. And I suppose, right, all of this can make one a little cynical. But remember, our gospel reading today is not about cynicism. Actually, when you read the Gospels, there's really no cynicism at all. It's a gospel of lost causes, a gospel of being lost and being found. In Jesus, there's no room for that. There's only grace and mercy and lost causes.
咁有啲人喺康复之后呢，恢复正常嘅生活，但係都会好少嚟返教堂。似乎呢完全忘记咗耶稣。亦都有啲人，其他嘅人，佢会继续嚟，继续寻求耶稣嘅，我对耶稣嘅感谢同埋希望得到耶稣嘅帮助。咁牧师諗一切呢，可能令到有啲人会觉得係非常之唔啱，甚至係粉世疾俗。但係请记住，我哋今日嘅福音係对于呢啲失望无可挽救或者无可改变嘅福音嘅一个好消息。喺耶稣里面係冇粉世疾俗呢啲咁嘅余方，呢啲咁嘅地方嘅。对于失败绝望，只要有恩慈同埋怜悯。
So our gospel reading is gospel of lost causes. You know, as you go along, it becomes even more lost. You get more and more lost cause. We continue on the way with Jesus. Right after Jesus heals the woman in need, the now daughter of God, right? Jesus gets word about the other daughter, Jairus' daughter. Ah, don't trouble yourself, Jesus. She's literally now beyond lost. She's dead. She's hopeless. Stay where you are, Jesus. Don't waste your time.
当我们继续跟耶稣同行的时候，我们所读的福音，即是说对这个失望的福音的好消息，就会有时可能会变得更加的迷失。耶稣医治了这个血流的女人，现在是上帝的女儿之后，耶稣得到的消息是说，这个艾老的女儿呢已经死了，根本是没得救的了。不要去为难自己了，耶稣，人们都跟他说，他是没得救的了，他已经是完全的走了的了，他已经死了，是完全的绝望的了。
Don't waste your time, Jesus. Jesus has got nothing but time to waste. He's the eternal Son of God. He's got lots of time to be reckless about. And Jesus says, do not fear, only believe. Faith over fear. Fears like this, right, can often be rational. Our lives are fragile. The daughter is dead. But Jesus wants faith over fear. Faith meaning dependence on God, our Father. Faith is trust in God to always deliver. And while fear may be rational, faith is relational in relation to God.
咁啲人叫耶稣唔好浪费时间啦，呢个女仔呢已经走咗㗎啦，佢已经死亡㗎啦，係完全绝望。你唔好嘥时间。但耶稣觉得我唔係嘥时间。你哋唔好害怕，只要相信。信仰去战胜恐惧。好似咁样嘅恐惧呢，通常呢係合理嘅。我哋嘅生命係脆弱。咁呢个女仔死咗，耶稣想要信心去胜过恐惧。信心意味住依靠我们的天父上帝，信心是相信神是一定可以拯救的。虽然恐惧可能是理性，但是信仰呢是相关的，与上帝相关，不是只是求理性的。
Jesus raises this lost cause. He raises Jairus' daughter from the dead. Jesus has already touched the woman in need, an outcast. Now Jesus touches even the outcast of the dead. Takes the young woman by the hand, even in death, and restores her to life. Takes what's untouchable and touches it with the abundance of life. The lost cause is now risen from the dead.
耶稣令到这个无可挽救的情况成为可以救，令到艾老的女从死里复活。耶稣去呼唤去触摸那些所有需要的妇女，这个被遗弃的人，耶稣现在甚至触摸死者，即使死亡里面亦都握住去依住这个年轻女子的手，令到她复活。这个是无可挽救的，这个女子现在已经从死里复活，死而复生。
As Christians, as followers of Jesus, we confess that no one, right, is ever beyond hope. Not ourselves, not anyone else. No one is a lost cause. Jesus makes the point here in our gospel reading. Jesus seeks and saves two lost causes in his culture, reaches out personally to both. It's a teaching to us to never, ever give up on anyone. And I think the challenge of our reading, right, is to consider who have we given up on in life? Who have we written off? Jesus wants us to repent of that, to confess his gospel, to believe that no one is a lost cause. And when we feel like a lost cause, Jesus wants us to stop, repent, confess, believe that we are found in Jesus, that we matter to Jesus. He seeks and saves everyone.
作为基督徒，作为耶稣的追随者，我们要承认某人是完全没有希望的，没有人是注定失败的。耶稣寻找并且拯救了这两个无可挽救的人，去亲自向这两个例子去伸出援手，教导我们永远永远永远不可以放弃任何人。那我们放弃了什么人呢？放弃了谁呢？我们自己去思考一下，去想一下。耶稣教导我们，你要停止悔改、承认、相信，没有人是注定失败的。当我们感觉自己是注定失败的时候，没有希望的时候，我们要停下来悔改、承认、相信。我们对耶稣是很重要，他寻找并且拯救了我们。
So our gospel reading today from Mark, Jesus, we'll come back to this original question, right? He tells his followers not to tell anyone what he's just done raising this girl from the dead. Why this command to secrecy? It's one thing to see a healing, right, in the hospital, to feel it. It's another thing entirely, though, to have insight into the healing. And Jesus wants that, not just sights and wonders, but to have insight of faith. That all of our healings, right, point to the insight of faith in Jesus. They point to Jesus who will reach out, who will touch us with eternal life even when we die. The insight of faith and hope that trusts that now, that he will raise us up one day to be with him forever.
在我们今天读的马可福音里面，耶稣告诉他的跟追随者，不可以告诉任何人，他刚刚将一个这个女孩从死里复活。那为什么他命令这个事件要保密呢？在医院看到病人痊愈是一回事，对医治有深入的了解又完全是另一回事。要有信心和洞察力，我们所有的医治要明白到都是归于耶稣。即使我们迷失和死亡，他都会用他永生的伸出手来触摸我们，并且兴起我们与他永远在一起。
You know, fears often have a very rational basis, but faith is relational. It surpasses reason. Faith is in relation to Jesus, who is with us always. And in our gospel reading, Jesus tells them to tell no one, because just wait what you're going to see. Just wait for the true insight into who Jesus is. Just wait. Be patient and faithful for it. Because Jesus himself in Mark's gospel in the Bible will be the greatest, the most wonderful, the worst lost case of all, the lost case of all lost cases. He will be overcome with death. Jesus' followers will be overcome by fear and they'll forsake and leave him. And Jesus will die alone on a cross, untouchable, ashamed, forsaken. No one will reach out and touch him. And Jesus wants insight into his death, his life given for the world.
恐惧往往是有非常合理的基础，信仰是关系性的，超越理性的，超越我们心怀意念所能够明白到的。信心和永远和我们同在的耶稣是有关的。在我们所读的福音里面，耶稣告诉我们门徒听，不要告诉任何人听，因为他想人是了解到他究竟是谁，他为我们做了什么。耶稣本人似乎就是所有人里面的最大的失望，最大的失败者。因为耶稣的跟追随者将会被恐惧所战胜，而且抛弃离开耶稣。耶稣独自一个人死在十字架上面，他是一个不可以被触摸的人，他感到羞愧被抛弃，但耶稣要人明白到洞察他的死，他为世界，他的死是为世界而献出他的生命。
When we see not only how Jesus heals, but we see his life, how he gives it all for us, there's an open secret, isn't there? There's the insight that we learn to connect our lives and our needs and all that we have to his giving of his life, to his lost cause. Insight into who Jesus is and what he does. The lost cause of all lost causes, for all lost causes. And this Jesus who, like Jairus' daughter, is raised from the dead, the Son of God, who teaches us then to be dependent as daughters, as sons of our Heavenly Father.
当我们见到耶稣不单只是医治我们，也都是为我们去献出生命，然后这个就是一个公开的秘密，是一个完全不能够改变的真理。所有相信耶稣呼求主名的人都想会得救。洞察耶稣是哪个和他做了什么，他是所有无可改变失败里面的失败的原因，他为什么会愿意去失败，为什么要经过这样的绝望。这位耶稣就好像艾老的女儿一样，在死里面复活，是神的儿子，他教导我们要像儿女一样去依赖天父。
Faith over fear, insight into our relationship as daughters and sons of God by faith in Jesus. And you can think of a takeaway for this week. How then can we be more dependent on that insight in our lives? To be more dependent on God this week. How can we let God provide and deliver more that we receive to be there for us? After all, to be Christian is to believe in the gospel of lost causes, where to seek is to find, to lose is to gain.
信心是可以战胜恐惧，透过对耶稣的信心和洞察我们作为上帝儿女的关系，去想下这个礼拜我们怎样可以更加的依赖上帝呢？我们怎样才能够令神可以提供拯救并且是陪伴我们呢？我们毕竟是相信这个绝望失败的福音里面的好消息，因为我们寻找就会寻见，失去即是得到。阿门。